You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Can't make it out to training camp, Dog Pound? Well, guess what? We've got you covered. Tune in to ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns Mobile app tomorrow, August 5th at 10 a.m. to watch training camp practice live with Matt Wilhelm and myself. It's going to be a lot of fun, so be sure to tune into that again tomorrow, 10 a.m. with ClevelandBrowns.com, Browns Mobile app, a live looking at training camp. After today's practice, head coach Mike Pettine addressed the media, and here's what he had to say.
Hey, Mike, do you know how bad Terrell's look like a hamstring?
I don't think it was anything serious, but you never know. We'll get it imaged and see where we are with it.
And then it looked like he threw a couple balls today. Is it just trying to take advantage of his skill set?
Yeah, just special plays are going to be part of our plan each week. You want to have those up, so the sooner we can start working on them, the better. I'm just a firm believer in just kind of always having that option. Just that's there. You have a couple practiced and ready to go. You kind of get into a game where there's a lull on both sides offensively. You need something to break it open. You always want to have that to go to. And having a guy like Terrell certainly gives us that ability.
And Mike, with guys like Shelton and Irving, high picks, both linemen, what early issues would you expect them to have? And are they having any that you would expect?
I think they're having some of it, but it's just typical stuff. I think they're both where we thought they would be, but it's just getting used to the speed of the game and the having to process quickly and the terminology and all those things. But just the physical part of it, going against guys that are, NFL size, and NFL caliber players. I mean, that's a big part of it. But they're both, either where we thought they would be or a little bit ahead.
Mike, you talked about you're not worried about spreading Irving too thin because he did it in college. Wasn't it more out of necessity that he did it in college? And are you rethinking that? The coach is rethinking just centering him on one position to master this camp?
Well, it's out of necessity when we give guys days off to kind of bounce him around a little bit. But I think as camp goes on, he'll settle in. But a lot of the technical things, offensive line play, like blocking a guy who's shaded on you, it's the same technique as whether you're the right guard or the right tackle or the center or the left tackle. So a lot of the fundamental, I think that's a little overrated as far as moving positions and getting used to it. But he's a guy, I think as we get closer to the opener and we settle on how we're going to play, then you'll certainly see not just him, all the players settle into the positions that they will play the majority of the time.
Where do you think he'll settle in at?
I don't know if I can answer that just yet. But to me, it's haven't even had a scrimmage yet, so we'll know as I'll be able to answer that question a lot easier as we get going against some competition.
You talk about EJ Bibbs and OTAs and minicamp. Is he still impressing you guys?
He is. He's got exceptional hands. I think he's displayed that throughout all the time that he's been here. But he's got a lot of the detail stuff to work on, and still just it's a lot for him from a playbook standpoint. So pleased with where he is. He's a guy that obviously impressed us from the day he walked in here, and there's not been a drop off since we put the pads on. I mean, he physically has the skill set to play in the NFL, and we'll see how it plays out once we start playing games.
When you said your game,
no, go ahead here.
K'Juan Williams last year, I think, may have led the league in touches for the football, the times that he was actual amount of snaps. Why guys like that, what allows them to make, always be around the ball?
Well, the first thing that tells you is he's getting targeted a lot. So that's one thing that, teams are identifying him as a guy to go to. And he responded and made a lot of plays. But there's some guys that just have a knack for finishing as a defensive back, just understanding the timing, not fouling, and being able to get the hand in to make a play. And we're confident that he's going to take a big step in year two. Very pleased with what he did year one as an undrafted free agent. He's going to be a big part of what we do.
Is there any update on Billy Wynn?
He is. It was more ankle than knee. So that was encouraging, but it'll still be a little bit of time, at least a week, and we'll evaluate it then. But we were pleased that it wasn't anything serious from a knee standpoint.
And the two running backs that you brought in were a result of West and Winston not being ready yet?
And Lundy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Lundy as well. With Duke being down, I mean that just, I mean just be able to practice. We had to get some guys in here.
Mike, does Wynn have a high ankle sprain?
I don't know if it was classified as that. I know it was ankle, but I don't know if it is. I don't think it was the severe type where you're talking with, 6-8 weeks.
With Johnson, he had an issue with Duke. Had an issue at the combine with his hamstring, I believe. Mm-hmm. Is this a recurrence of the same thing? Is it?
That I don't know. It's just disappointing that a guy that we're counting on to be a big part of what we do, to lose him at this formative time of what we're getting done, that's tough. He'll have a lot of catch-up work to do. We're making sure he gets all those reps mentally, but there's no substitute for actual live reps.
Coach, has Gary Barnage been a part of the offense, the passing offense, more than you guys anticipated?
I don't think so. I mean, I think we kind of see those three guys for sure, just how the skill set, where Jim's more of the blocker type, Rob's more of the receiving type, and Gary, I think, does both of them pretty well. So he's versatile, and he's also shown that he can come up and make big plays in big situations. So very pleased with where Gary is.
Mike, was the last year, as things started to go poorly for the offense, one thing that became clear is you guys kept forcing turnovers and not scoring touchdowns or not getting points out of it toward the end of the year. How deflating is that, being a former defensive coordinator for the defense, when you give the offense a decent field position and you aren't able to really get much from it?
Yeah, I mean that's last year, but that's always a point of emphasis. When you get a short field, you got to take advantage of it, and you prefer to score touchdowns, obviously. Just like when we consider if you have a team backed up and you get a stop, I mean that's close to being a turnover. You're usually going to get some form of scoring out of it. Prefer it to be a touchdown, but anytime you're on a short field, that's important, or you get the momentum swing of a takeaway. So, just overall feeling on the offense side. It was a lot for him in the spring, and I think some of our guys were just overwhelmed with the inventory. And I think it's been much smoother in the training camp now, with it being the second time through, and very, very pleased with where we are. I know our defensive guys called each other up, and I don't think that happened all training camp a year ago. So that's a sign that the offense is having some production.
Was it, looking back last year? I know was that a source of frustration for how many times it happened? As the season went on, and again,
losing games was the biggest source of frustration.
Would you agree that Taylor and Sheldon have almost the same body type? And if you agree with that,
I don't know. I haven't really studied their bodies to compare them. It's not on my to-do list.
You look at their silhouettes, if you didn't see their numbers, they look very similar. Size-wise, but what are the differences in that?
No, I think you need that body type in the middle to stop the run, especially when you want to play some more coverage and allocate more players to defending the pass. That you have to have a guy that can eat up two blocks and not let one of those blockers off on the second level. And anytime we always feel anytime you can trade one of ours for two of theirs at the point of attack in the run game, you're going to be successful. And that's what both of those guys, due to their body types, can do for us.
You guys are going to Columbus Friday. Do you guys enjoy going to stadiums like that or playing in something like that? Just the thought of going to Columbus, the experience of it.
Yeah, I just like it because we're going somewhere different, and it'll be a different atmosphere. And you want to see, okay, guys can make plays out here on the practice field, but now you have to. We play games in that type of atmosphere, and that's important to see who's going to thrive in that environment and who might kind of drop away.
You mentioned your disappointment at Duke Johnson for missing this early time. At the position of running back in general, just all these little minor things frustrating to get the running game rolling. It's supposed to be such a big part of the offense this year, and you got a lot of guys out there.
It is, because you got to practice it, and it's hard when you're when the lineup is constantly being churned like the way it is. You want to be able to settle in at some point during camp, and it's important because those guys are all young. They need the reps. So when they're not out there, that is a source of frustration.
Malcolm Johnson, last one today, didn't return. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have that report yet. I know he was going in to be evaluated.
All right, we are back. That was head coach Mike Patton Sound a little bit frustrated with some of the injuries at running back, Terrence West, Duke Johnson not being out there, and I think he knows Duke Johnson's going to add an element to this team that he wants to see. Also, rookie fullback Malcolm Johnson walked off the field midway through practice today with an undisclosed injury as well. So a lot of guys. And today there was no Duke, no West, no Winston, no Lundy. Four running backs missing practice this early.
And you know the frustration in his voice, and what's very frustrating for him as a head coach is at this point in camp, you know, you don't know it all and you don't have it all figured out, and that's why there's another 20 some odd days, but you want to start getting that picture in your mind of what this offense is going to look like. What are they capable of doing? What does my defense look like? What are they struggling with? What are their strengths? Because you want to play to those and grow in your weaknesses. And when you're missing Terrence West, Duke Johnson, and you're having, you know, guys, and I hate to say it, that potentially will not make this roster, getting those reps, you're treading water. You're not inching forward or inching towards that goal of having, as we mentioned, those 13 or 14 bodies when Coach Pettine was here in the Dog Bowl that are considered starters when you've got three or four of them banged up each and every day.
And does this help Isaiah Crowell?
Yes.
Significantly?
God, yes.
Just to say, I'm out there, I'm here every day bringing it.
It can hurt or help, but for the competitor, as we heard from Sean Drone earlier, he wants every opportunity. He'll take every extra rep when coach, you know, is in question. Just run out there and be that guy. Coaches want to see that, but then you must also continue and follow through with that rep to the capability that you can, that your coaches want to see from you. So if Isaiah Crowell was getting all these reps and he comes across tired to the point where he may get injured or he gets a little loose with the football, which he's done in past, that can work against him. And then you're praying for Terrence West and Duke Johnson to get healthy. But if he's having solid practice after solid practice after solid practice, he's creating that gap between him and the other guys the same way we saw Josh McCown do that from Johnny Manziel with, you know, knowing this offense and his execution while Johnny was still growing, you know, Josh was mastering and refining.
Absolutely, and I thought Isaiah Crowell had a good day running the football today. Had a
he
couple
did.
Big runs.
That one
and
big
some nice
foot
cuts.
In the ground. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was good to see. All right, when we come back, we're going to do a little after further review. We'll also take your phone calls if you've got them. 216-578-0850. Can also make a report right now. Arian Foster could be missing significant time with a groin injury that the Texans fear may require surgery.
Ew.
Something to keep an eye on there. Don't forget, Arian Foster didn't play when they played the Browns, and I believe Alfred Blue ran for like 200 yards in that game. Yuck. All right. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.